paranormal experiences and events. Many people are interested in the paranormal. If anyone wants proof of this, all they have to do is turn on their televisions. It seems there are more paranormal documentaries and supposedly ghost hunting shows on than ever. I say supposedly, because I believe most of them, if not all, are just there to entertain and get people to watch. I do not believe they are really there to do paranormal work. You know how magicians fool us, and sometimes the tricks are so complex, even though we know they are tricks, and even at times when the magician admits it, we are still fooled? That is what these shows are like. To me, what matters is the paranormal experiences people have, and I believe at least some of them are paranormal, but certainly not all. There are those that think every noise in their home was made by a ghost or every voice they hear is ghostly. Then there is stuff that happens which might be an incredible coincidence. But again, things happen, and this doesn't mean there was paranormal activity. Let me give you an idea what I believe real paranormal activity is. A man hears his deceased wife say in a very loud voice when he was awake in bed, "Are you awake, hon?" About a month later, he got a call from his son who told him he heard his mother saying in a loud voice the name of the newest granddaughter and laughing. That seems to me to be a true paranormal experience. Some people want to have a paranormal experience very badly. Some might just be thrill seekers, others want to know if the paranormal is real, and then there are those who had a paranormal experience and want another with the hope of contacting a deceased relative or loved one. Some people will go to extremes to get that experience. I think sometimes people go too far. Let me give you an example. There is a historic morgue in the state of Missouri. This morgue is being turned into a paranormal bed and breakfast. To me, the idea of sleeping and eating in a former morgue sounds rather disgusting. I am not talking from a paranormal point of view. Traditionally, the places people like to check out who are looking for a paranormal experience are supposedly haunted houses, restaurants, castles, forts, prisons, hospitals, and the like. Of all these places, many people believe it is the hospitals where so many died which give them the best chance of having a paranormal experience. Let's not forget the battlefields, however, and places like Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, is said to be one of the most paranormal places in the country. If I had a nickel for every reported paranormal event reported there, I would be a very rich man. One place which has become famous for paranormal events is the Bridgewater Triangle. Not only is it said to have paranormal events, but also many UFO sightings. It is located in Massachusetts. People who live within the 200 square miles that form the triangle claim to have a lot of poltergeist activity. Poltergeist activity is marked by a spirit which makes all sorts of noises, physical disturbances, and sometimes throwing objects. Ghosts have been seen for hundreds of years at Hockomock Swamp in the Triangle. It is said Native Americans had put a curse on the swamp. If one goes to Bridgewater State University, several buildings are said to be haunted. There is also a state hospital in the Triangle named Taunton State Hospital where people who went there claimed to have been pulled and touched. There are also other places said to be haunted. There is a house known as the Conjuring House, which many believe to be the most haunted house in the world. It is located in Burrillville, Rhode Island. It is a log house which was built in 1736. It is said the paranormal activity which happens there goes back into the 18th century. The house had inspired the movie, The Conjuring. In 1970, a family moved in and claimed to have all sorts of paranormal experiences until they couldn't stand it anymore and after 10 years moved out. The claims are beds levitated, and voices were heard everywhere. The worst part, however, was the fact the family claimed to have sustained injuries from time to time from an angry spirit. It is said at one time the house belonged to a Satanist who sacrificed her own child to the devil. A woman would go for walks in a nearby forest. She started to feel she was being watched. One day while walking, she took out her phone and took a picture. The woman claims she saw a ghost in the picture of someone wearing a hoodie. The ghost was behind her. Simon Gregson, who starred on Coronation Street, has made an amazing statement. He claims his house is haunted and described the ghost as a woman dressed in white. The family claims to have seen the ghost on the landing by the stairs. He said his wife and oldest son have seen the ghost along with himself walk across the landing. His son says he has seen even more outside his bedroom door. He says he not only has seen the ghost outside his door but also the heads of children looking into his room. He wants to get rid of them all, and who could blame him? There are those who believe exorcisms are nonsense because they believe no one can be possessed and the subjects are just mentally ill. Here is the clincher, however: exorcists have reported and witnesses have seen things, strange things. For example, during one exorcism a subject crawled up the wall to the ceiling. Sometimes the subjects speak foreign or ancient languages they had no knowledge of. I think we have all seen some of the inhuman contortions some of these people have done. If this stuff isn't paranormal, I don't know what is. A security officer was recording the weather at night outside to show his boss it was raining too heavily for him to perform his outside rounds. He got more than he expected. Pulau Ubin is an island in Singapore and that is where the video was taken. The video recorded more than expected. It took the picture of a ghost girl wearing an old medieval gown moving through the rain. It is believed the ghost is an 18-year-old girl who died on the island in 1914. The question I have is, why was she wearing a medieval gown when she had died in 1914? A shrine was made for her after she fell to her death running from the British Army.